The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These vigil readings that we've heard tonight make very clear two things about this celebration, this feast of the Assumption of Mary. The first, I believe, is that this celebration, this feast, isn't just about Mary, as is really the case with every celebration of Mary, but the celebration of Mary's entrance into heaven teaches us about what our own destiny is, what we were made for. In fact, Mary's whole life is an example of exactly what we were made for. So often we live our lives as if there's a competition between God's will and our will. But Mary shows us in her life, in her entrance into heaven, that we're made for union with God. Her yes, her fiat, which we hear on the feast itself, but more so even in her death, in her entrance into heaven, not really a death. It shows us, teaches us, that we're made for complete and total union with God. But the human person isn't made for separation from God. Human body isn't made for a lack or an ability to be in contact with God, but in fact, we are made for union with God. I think the readings themselves also offer us an interesting image or reminder of how we should act when in the presence of God. This is a solemnity. A high feast, a day of celebration. And that's exactly what we saw in the first reading, as David and all of Israel brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. It was a day of celebration. There's the image of David dancing with abandon. We didn't hear it, but later in the reading, David's corrected for making a fool of himself, for being too enthusiastic. But it's a great feast, it's a great time of joy. Many times, we think of being in the presence of God as a time of fear, as a time of, whoa, what's going on here? But when we come to the Lord in innocence, as Mary does, it's an absolute and total joyful time. So our celebration today is about our destiny, about what we're made for. We're made for union with God. And where that takes place, where that union takes place, is in heaven. Heaven is the greatest, joyful, most energetic, and prophetic, and complete, and total union we can possibly imagine. It's just foreshadowing that great reception, that great enthusiastic response that David and the people had as the Ark was brought into their midst. And the way, of course, we get there is exactly what our gospel tells us in just a couple of sentences. By hearing the word of God and doing it. Mary heard the word of God and did it. Celebrate her entrance into heaven, her assumption in body and soul. So completely unified was her will to that of God, there was no death. We too are invited to unite our will to God. Having had a little string of funerals since I've come back from vacation, it's amazing the difference that a person who's lived their life in faith has in the end. Because there is no fear, there's often a great peace And there is a knowing that this is where my life has been pointed the whole time. For union with God. We rejoice today with Mary, with the angels, with the saints, because here in this Eucharist, we're no longer in Midland, but we are transported into the heavenly reality. And as we enter into this Eucharist, may we do so with the joy of the people in the first reading. May we do so with the joy of the saints united with God, and may we hold and dispel all fear. Here, we know what we are made for. Here, we know we are made to simply hear the word of God and do it. For it is by God's word that his presence among us is made real once again. And it is by God's word that we are sent forth to share the joy which brought us to this place, the knowledge and the understanding that we're made for something more. We're made to be united to God. And we get just a foretaste of that great mystery in this most blessed sacrament and celebration, this mystery of Mary's Assumption. That just as she is united with God in body and soul, one day we too will be in the heavenly reality, that place of the greatest joy, and all fulfillment, because everything centers on God. Oops.